Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifting me higher.
Welcome back. 17 Till, that's Jackie Wilson bringing us back. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of things that will help you with your small business, whether you want to read or listen, whether you want to ask questions. Check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. There's a poll question. We ask a different question every week right on the homepage. We'd like for you to give us your answer. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. All that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Jim Copeland has given us over the years, over the last 8 years now. This is his eighth anniversary with us, and he's the director of the Center for Legal Policy at the Manhattan Institute. Jim, we're talking about the corruption, the potential for the environment that are the practices that can contribute to corruption, if not the actual corruption that has manifested from all that, between certain attorneys general in across the country and the litigation firms in their private litigation firms in those states. Now, Jim, when big lawsuits pop up in states, and they have in so many, they get a lot of national attention. And when corporations, big corporations, are deciding whether to move an office, a headquarters, a warehouse, or a factory to somewhere else, and they're looking around for a place to go, all this litigation, out of control litigation, jackpot justice, they've called it many times, all that is part of the due diligence on which states to go to and which ones to avoid, isn't it?
Absolutely. We actually, just yesterday, I was discussing this report at a conference in Washington for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Institute for Legal Reform, and there's a new study that just came out yesterday by an economic consulting group that was actually measuring the employment growth, the job growth, the economic impact that states can get through various tort reform measures. Now, they're not measuring exactly what type of tort reform measure this could be. It could be getting better judges, it could be legislative, it could be better attorneys general, but that if the states, it is basically one of these sort of econometric regressions, and they were controlling for various factors because different states have different demographics and cost of living and et cetera, but they were able to measure the economic impact of being in a good state, a state with a good litigation environment or relatively low-cost litigation environment. Mm-hmm. You could argue whether that's good or bad, but it clearly is good for businesses and for economic development and what have you. And you could add 2.5% employment growth in various states.
Yeah,
if the worst states would get better and move closer to the good states by changing their legal environment. So
and
stuff definitely can have an impact.
Here's the thing here's why this is a big deal to small business. These big companies can move around. They can cut their losses, and if things get out of hand, they can cut their losses and go somewhere else. Small business owners pretty much are planted in the ground. And even though a lot of small business owners are retail, or Main Street retail firms, a lot of small businesses are B2B, business to business, and they rely on bigger companies to be their customers. And of course, those bigger company employees become the retail customers for the little guys. So bigger companies coming to our states is a big part. For example, Boeing putting a 2,000 employee plant in South Carolina, that's a huge deal for the small businesses in that state.
Assuming that the federal government lets it happen,
exactly.
We had Nikki Haley at this conference I was at yesterday, and she's convinced she's going to win. But here you've got the National Labor Relations Board holding this up.
Tell them who Nikki is.
No, I'm sorry. Nikki Haley is the governor of South Carolina, and she's been sparring with the federal government and the president and the National Labor Relations Board because they've held up this 2,000-employee Boeing plant in South Carolina under the premise that Boeing, being located in Washington,
yeah.
which is a union state,
but
was
that's,
going to South Carolina.
But that's another issue. And we've talked about this. But
yeah, it's a different issue.
My only reason
it makes a difference.
My only reason I brought that up was to say that, that a plant like that is a huge job and opportunity creator for small businesses, whether they're Main Street retail or whatever. So, folks, when you've got state attorneys general practicing this doing the kinds of practices that add to the litigation reputation of a state, that doesn't help these people. And you may never even, if it gets out of hand, Jim, your state may never even be considered. Maybe just because of that, because you and I both know CEOs, corporate CEOs, they avoid trial lawyers like the plague.
Oh, absolutely. It's you know, I mean, it's not the only factor a business is going to take into account, unless it's something that's just a threat to the business itself. After Hurricane Katrina, when Jim Hood, the Attorney General of Mississippi, was messing with State Farm Insurance and
yep.
other insurance carriers.
Yep.
And some of these insurance carriers said, well, we're not going to write any more policies in your state. Well, that's not a good thing if you're a small business if you can't get insurance policies
that's
written
right.
in your state. Now, that ultimately has been resolved and cleaned up, but these things really matter.
Folks, these are state issues that you got to pay attention to. Now, folks, here's the interesting thing. When we come back after these messages, I want Jim to talk to us, number one, about what he recommends that be done, what's the reform measures. But two, we're going to point out that this is not a Republican or a Democrat thing. This is just a thing. It doesn't matter. We got folks on both sides of the aisle misusing these practices in the various states. Right back with Jim Copeland. He's with the Manhattan Institute. That's Manhattan-Institute.org. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Just like all.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.